It's time to turn to the captain for another top local matchup. From the opening tip-off to the final horn, get set for exciting play-by-play on Kirk and online at centralmoinfo.com. We get things started with our pregame show, including a word with the coaches. Let's send it to the gym for basketball on 99 The Captain and centralmoinfo.com.
Welcome to Moberly High School, everybody, here on The Captain, 99.9 FM, or online at centralmoinfo.com. It is the Macon Tournament at Moberly High School because of some weather issues and some predetermined decisions that were made before we maybe get hit with some snow tomorrow night into Saturday. We will be playing a couple games here from Moberly High School, but it is a part of the Macon Tournament. The first game that we will be playing is Kirksville Mexico Girls Semifinal. That's about to get underway in about 7 minutes, and then afterwards we'll have the Moberly Brookfield Girls Consolation Semifinal game coming up on Kirk. That'll start at about 8 o'clock tonight. So a lot of fun girls basketball matchups here from a doubleheader from Moberly High School. I was able to catch up with Mexico head coach Ed Costley and Kirksville head coach Emily Powell, and you'll be able to hear comments from both of them in just a moment here on 99.9 The Captain. Again, appreciate you all joining us. The Macon Tournament here on Kirk, as we are at Moberly High School. We'll take a 90-second break and be back with Ed Costley from the Mexico Bulldogs and then Emily Powell next.
Switch to U.S. Cellular right now and get a free Samsung Galaxy S9, no trade-in required.
What? No trade-in required for a free Samsung Galaxy S9?
None at all.
Can't be that easy.
It is. Just switch to U.S. Cellular.
Here, take my watch.
No, I promise you don't have to trade in anything.
Here, I'll give you my shirt.
No, keep your shirt on.
Sorry, free Samsung Galaxy S9 got me excited.
I know.
Requires total plan with unlimited plus data, new line, porting, credit approval, device protection plus, and comes via monthly bill credit on a 30-month RIC. Taxes, fees, and additional terms apply.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Is defense going to be a major focus for you in this one?
Oh, definitely. It's got to be there for us. Just kind of watching Kirkfield and the way they played, they looked really good. I feel like they had a little balanced attack and going inside, so we've got to step up defensively, and we've got to make sure that we put some pressure on their guards. And our biggest thing is trying to stay out of foul trouble. I thought we gave up too many fouls there in the game the other night and allowed them to get to the free throw line, and we've got to keep Kirkfield off the line. They shoot the ball pretty well from the free throw line. So it's got to start with the defense first and see if we can get some transition buckets.
Now, we had Reagan Plater for 17 in your last game. How important is she going to be for this one?
Oh, definitely. If we can get her going early, it always helps us going through that. The key for us, and we know other teams will know that too. They're going to key on her and try and keep her down. So we got to find ways for her to get buckets. It just can't be the three-point line, but her three-point shooting really does help us and boost us as a team. So we've got to find ways, and we just need some other girls to step up also. We think Reagan Smith is, looking for her to have her breakout game. She hadn't really had a great season for us in the scoring side of it, but she's done all the great things for us, just handling the ball. So, hopefully we can get her going offensively.
Certainly a lot of craziness this week at the weather and changing venues. What's kind of been the message to keep the team in check and make sure they don't go crazy here?
Yeah, no, I don't, how teenagers are sometimes. I don't even know if they really care about what the weather says. They just want to know if they're out of school or not. That's all they care about. So, they know it. They just want to go play basketball, and I think they're ready. Sometimes they enjoy the back-to-back and just stay away from having to practice. a lot of times. So, you know, we just got to come out and tee, and that's a big part is just understand your assignment, especially defensively, and then just try and make sure that you keep it simple on the offensive side. And if we can take care of that part, those two things, you know, give yourself a shot without turning the ball over.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it, man.
Switch to U.S. Cellular right now and get a free Samsung Galaxy S9, no trade-in required.
What? No trade-in required for a free Samsung Galaxy S9?
None at all.
Can't be that easy.
It is. Just switch to U.S. Cellular.
Here, take my watch.
No, I promise you don't have to trade in anything.
Here, I'll give you my shirt.
No, keep your shirt on.
Sorry, free Samsung Galaxy S9 got me excited.
I know.
Requires total plan with unlimited plus data, new line, port-in, credit approval, device protection plus, and comes via monthly bill credit on a 30-month RIC. Taxes, fees, and additional terms apply.
Some job boards make you sort through tons of the wrong resumes, which makes finding a great candidate like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's not smart. The smart way? ZipRecruiter. They actively find and invite qualified candidates to apply. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions based on your job requirements, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Your team today that will translate from Tuesday?
Definitely continued effort. Intensity that we played with that night on the defensive end was really good, and I'm hoping that carries over tonight on the defensive end.
Now, Mexico has Reagan Plater, a good three-point shooter. What are going to be some defensive keys for you guys?
Just trying to keep her from getting it back once she gives it up. Trying not to let her catch out on the perimeter, and then just trying to contain her and being mindful of where she's at when she doesn't have the ball.
Now, obviously, with the crazy week going back and forth, Macon, Moberly, what's been the message to the team to try to keep it consistent here?
We control ourselves, and that's all. We talked about that before the Moberly game, and you know, we're familiar with Mexico. We've played them once already. It's a conference opponent. They're familiar with us, so we just have to come out and give everything we've got, play hard, play together. I thought we did a nice job of that against Moberly, and it led to a win, and so hopefully we just keep doing that and worry about the things that we can control.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Yep, thank you.
You'll save huge dollars during our Bids for Bargains this Saturday from 6:30 to 8:30 on Quicks and Crest. Bid and save real money on brand new items like these. Season passes to Mark Twain Landing Water Park and play and stay packages. Randolph Area YMCA memberships. Massport self-propelled 21-inch lawnmowers. Fire dish grill and accessories. We'll also have bargains from Jagged Edge Salon and Spa. Blissfully Your Sweet Shop and many more. View our auction items at CentralMoInfo.com under the shopping tab. Then bid and save during Bids for Bargains this Saturday morning.
Welcome back to Moberly High School as we get set for the girls' semifinal game here on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com. Kirksville and Mexico, one of the semifinals on the girls' side. We also had the first semifinal of the night decided already. Tolton beating Macon 59-50, so Tolton moving on to the championship game to be played tomorrow at 4:30, I guess that's depending on the weather. If it's snowing, we may have some changes. But as of right now, it's 4:30 on Friday, the championship game on the girls' side. As we get set for this Kirksville-Mexico game, the ball is about to be tipped. It's won by the Kirksville Lady Tigers, and we are underway. Kirksville moving right to left with the ball, wearing their orange jerseys, white lettering, Kirksville across the chest, and black down the side of their shirt and pants. And they turn the ball over right away into the hands of Reagan Plater for Mexico, and Plater gets it stolen right back, but it was tipped out of bounds by Kirksville, so Mexico ball. Mexico will be moving left to right on your radio dial, wearing their white uniforms and red lettering, Mexico across the chest. They come in as the sixth seed in this tournament, Kirksville the seventh seed. High left side for Mexico, Reagan Smith the 5'7 junior, over high right side, Shelby Shaw. To Plater, now back to Reagan Smith. She'll attack from the left and kick it to the free throw line for Shaw. Attacks and pass to the right corner, Bledsoe. Skip pass left corner, Reagan Smith. Back up top, Logan Blevin. She'll fire a three, missing it short. And the ball tipped into the hands of the Kirksville Lady Tigers. 45 seconds here in a quarter number one. Lady Tigers, as we said, that 7 seed comes in at 2-13 on the season. Into the left corner is Anna Moore, the junior, dribbling it with the right hand. Belt high, skip pass over to the right wing to Kate Wolmering. She'll fire a three, missing it short. Ball tipped around underneath the basket. Saved from going out of bounds, but into the hands of the Mexico Bulldogs. Bulldogs again moving it left to right. Reagan Smith, the junior, in the lane, trying to bounce it underneath the basket. Kicked out of bounds on the baseline. It will remain with Mexico. Bulldogs come in 7-7 on the season. 3-1 in the NCMC. Led by their head coach, Ed Costley. It'll be a baseline inbound for Mexico, inbounding left to their own basket. Quick pass inside to Blevins. Her jump shot missed, but the offensive rebound, Bledsoe, her putback is good. And Katie Bledsoe gets Mexico on the board first, 2-0. Bulldogs with the lead, 6.5 remaining in the first quarter. Kirksville moving it. They beat Moberly on Tuesday to get to the semifinal game, 48-40. Led by head coach Emily Powell in her third season. Up top is Moore firing it right wing to Wolmering. Back to Moore. Mexico a tough and tight defensive team. Wolmering high right wing. 2-3 Mexico zone right now to start the semifinal game. Pass inside to Elise Johnson. Back to Wolmering. She'll take a step inside the arc. Fire along two. Missed it short. Rebound Mexico. It'll be Reagan Smith bringing the ball up the right side of the court. Under the right wing. Crossover and passes it back up top to Shaw. The junior Shelby Shaw over to the left wing to Smith. Here's Reagan Smith with a left-hand dribble, bouncing it to the left block for Bledsoe, but it's tipped out of bounds. Bledsoe couldn't corral it. And the ball back to Kirksville with 5:51 left on the first quarter clock. 2-0 Mexico lead. Some three-quarter court pressure from Mexico. Kirksville easily able to break it. Hannah Meyer across the timeline in the lane. Right side she goes to Moore. Kicks it now to Meyer. Back to Moore, curls in the lane, kicking a left wing for Wolmering. She'll attack left side and go up through a double team and get fouled. Left of the lane, and we'll see free throws coming from the junior, Kate Wolmering. 5:35 remaining left on the first quarter clock. Wolmering the righty, first free throw up, Banner rattles in. Kirksville now on the board. 2-1 Mexico's lead. 5:35 remaining. Again, this is the second semifinal game to be played today. Tolton winning that first one over Macon. And Wolmering makes her second free throw. 2-all with 5.5 to play in the opening quarter. Mexico moving it left to right. It'll be Reagan Plater bringing the ball up. One of the best three-point shooters on this Mexico team. Swings a right wing to Smith. Reagan Smith with the ball above her head. Back up top, Plater. Man-to-man Kirksville defense right now. Plater attacks right of the lane, puts up a runner with the right hand off the window too hard. Rebound Kirksville. Here come the Lady Tigers right to left. Moore, right side it goes to Meyer. She'll launch a long three and she'll connect. 5-2, Kirksville up by three. Right wing is Reagan Smith crossing over, attacking at the free throw line. Now bouncing it left corner for Blevin. She'll attack baseline and put up a layup through traffic and she'll miss. Ball back to Kirksville. Here comes Anna Moore. Speeding across the timeline on the right side. Into the right corner. Open for three. She'll take it. Her three-point shot was tipped into the hands of Mexico. Bulldogs down three trying to attack. Lob pass inside for Blevins. And she tries to kick it back out and throws it away. Into the hands of Megan Waddle. Waddle inside to Moore. And a whistle and a travel call down Anna Moore in the lane. There was some contact as well with Reagan Smith as she went to the floor. But no foul called, no offensive or defensive foul, just a travel, and the ball back to Mexico with 4:31 left to play in the first. Bringing the ball up again will be Reagan Smith, the 5'7 junior, coming off a two-point game in their win against Brookfield. She'll attack in the lane, her floater tipped into the hands of Kirksville. Looks like she may have gotten hit, no foul called. And the Lady Tigers with it moving right to left. Wolmering on the left wing. Picks up her dribble just inside the arc and kicks it back out for Moore. Moore wide open to Wolmering left wing. She'll launch a three off the heel of the rim. High bouncing shot into the hands of Reagan Plater from Mexico. Plater across the timeline into the front court. Right side to Reagan Smith. Now right wing to Rachel Christofferson, who just checked into the game. Hands it off to Plater, who handed right back off to Christofferson, top of the key. Swings it left wing. Smith, she'll attack left of the lane and handed right back off to Bledsoe, who gets a quick pass inside to Shaw, who takes it to the rack and missed the layup. Rebound Kirksville. Go out without left of the lane, Hannah Meyer. Meyer left wing. Up top to Moore, and Moore will be played tightly by Reagan Smith right near the timeline. She'll hand it off back to Wolmering. 2-1-2, Mexico zone defense with 3.5 to play in the first quarter. 5-2 is Kirksville's lead. Entry pass intended for Kirksville, taken away. Mexico on it. Reagan Smith across the timeline. Right wing, it goes to Plater, and she'll hold by the timeline. Swinging it left corner for Smith. Smith up top, Christofferson back to Smith. Long three, she'll take it. That'll skip off the rim. No, but an offensive rebound. Bledsoe on the near side, and she'll kick it back out to Plater, who'll bounce it back up top to Smith. Smith weaving her way in the paint, kicking it back out. Now up top it goes Shaw. She'll let fly a three. That's missed off to the right, and the rebound tracked down by Wolmering on the near side. Into a double team as Mexico full court presses as she bounces it out to Moore. Pass across the timeline, goes over to the right side. And go back into the hands of Meyer. Now finds Wolmering. She'll attack and get fouled in the paint. Two free throws upcoming for Kay Wolmering. 2:34 remaining in the first. 5-2, Kirksville's lead. They can extend it the line here. First free throw, Wolmering bounces off the rim to the right. Some substitutions for Mexico as DeVera Cotton checks in. The senior take a spot down low in the post for this free throw. Second free throw by Wolmering, missed off the heel, rebound Mexico. It'll be Smith advancing it across the timeline on the right side. Into the right corner she goes, picks up her dribble, nowhere to go. Right baseline, Bledsoe underneath. She passes it out to Christofferson. A layup, no, but a foul. And we'll see Christofferson to the free throw line for Mexico. 2:23 remaining here in the first quarter. 5-2 Kirksville lead. Rachel Christofferson, the 5'4 junior at the free throw line. Missed her free throw short to the right. Substitutions for Kirksville. Megan Waddle checking in. Wolmering checking out. And the second free throw by Christofferson is good. 5-3. Kirksville lead by two. It'll be Lady Tigers ball moving it right to left. Kinsley Stufflebean across the timeline. Bounce passing it inside for Devin Corbett, who will bounce it back out for Waddle. Entry pass inside Johnson. She'll turn in the lane and get fouled as she tried a hook shot. And Elise Johnson to the free throw line. They'll call this one, I believe, on Reagan Plater. They'll get Christofferson, excuse me. That'll be her first personal. And team's third as in and out goes the first free throw by Johnson. She'll set for number two, wearing two black leg sleeves. And her second free throw, good. So Elise Johnson getting into the box. Score 6-3, Kirksville's lead with 2:05 remaining in the first. Christofferson for Mexico on the right wing. Right corner it goes to Bledsoe. Pass inside by Cotton, tipped back out to Bledsoe. She'll kick it back up top for Smith. Back to Bledsoe. Step inside the arc in the right corner. Long two, missed long. Rebound Kirksville, but taken away. Ball loose underneath the basket. Tipped out of bounds. And it will remain with Mexico. Rebound attempt by Hannah Meyer. She grabbed it, but coming in from the weak side was Abby Edding, who stripped it out of bounds on the baseline. So Mexico keeps it, inbounding under their own basket. Quick find to Cotton. Her layup missed everything, and a whistle and a push foul. This one going against Mexico. So Kirksville gets it back up three with a minute 47 remaining in the first. Bringing the ball up will be Stufflebean over left wing Waddle. She'll dribble it back up top, handing off to Stufflebean, weaving her way through the defense. Right side, it goes to Corbett. Now into the right corner for Meyer. Her three-point shot missed long, and Mexico the board. Smith, long baseball pass into the right corner, Bledsoe. She'll get it back up top to Smith. Firing a pass left corner. Christofferson, three. No, rebound weak side. Christofferson gets her own rebound, but a travel as she grabbed it and shuffled her feet right in the middle of the paint. And so Kirksville getting it back. Still up three. Devin Corbett taking a seat on the bench for Kirksville. Anna Moore checking back in. And checking in from Mexico is Maya Miller, the freshman, seeing her first action of the night tonight, coming off a two-point game against Brookfield on Tuesday. Minute 10 remaining here in the first. Kirksville 6-3 lead. They have the ball. Johnson right post, kicking it out. Three on the way is skipped off the rim and out by Anna Moore. And the rebound, Mexico. Here comes Plater into the front court. Right-hand dribble, kicking it left wing for Edding. She launches a three, missed long, but the offensive rebound goes to Christofferson on the weak side. No one there to box her out, and she has an easy layup. 6-5, Kirksville's lead down to one with 45 seconds to play in the first. And a whistle and a foul up top. This will be called on Abby Edding for reaching in. That will be Mexico's fifth team foul and the first personal. Only one team foul so far on Kirksville. Johnson, right wing, Moore. Kirksville moving it right to left. Moore in the lane. She'll attack left side off the backboard layup. No, a little too hard. Rebound, Mexico. Plater up the right side of the court across the timeline. Up top it goes, Edding, and into the corner it goes. Back to Edding. Now to Christofferson on the left wing. She'll get it back up top to Plater. Plater, 17 points on Tuesday. She can score from downtown. Here she is on a cut, and she loses control. Kirksville on the steal. It'll be Anna Moore with the pick with 10 seconds to go. Left wing, Meyer inside, weaves her way into the paint, kicks it back out. Moore pumps on the three, kicks the right side. Stuffle being her three with three is missed long. Johnson rebound, put back, no, and the clock stops with 0.5 seconds left in the first quarter as the shot by Johnson hit off the back of the backboard, so technically out of bounds. And Mexico gets it back with half a second to go in the first quarter. The roll will go out to Plater by midcourt. She'll pick it up, heave from half court, and almost bank it in, but it won't go in. So we end the first, 6-5, Kirksville holding on to a lead. To the second we go here in the girls' semifinal from the Macon Tournament from Moberly High School here on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile.
Now that is an achievement.
Everything from markers and pens to 2019 desk calendars.
And right now, a 12-pack of Sharpie markers and an 8-pack of Expo dry erase markers are only $4.99 each.
At Staples, where there's a whole lot in store. Ends 1/19/19 in store only.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Macon Tigers. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Macon Tigers. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Welcome back to Moberly High School. It's the semifinal of the Macon Tournament. Had to switch up the venues due to an impeding snowstorm on the way tomorrow night into Saturday, so they switched up the schedule to try to expedite some of these games. Starting the second quarter, it'll be Mexico ball. Bulldogs quick pass inside to Abby Edding. Will take it to the rack. The senior missed the layup. She had a wide-open lane, and Kirksville has it back. Right to left goes Kirksville. Inside Elise Johnson. Turnaround jump shot is good. 8-5. Kirksville extends its lead by three to start the second. Mexico moving it left to right on your radio dial. They're down three, coming off a win against Brookfield. 35-26. They had a tremendous defensive effort on Tuesday. High left wing is Edding. She'll kick it up top. Logan Blevins. She had 11 points in their win against Brookfield. Over to the left wing, Plater. High left side, ball above her head. Chest pass up top, it goes to Edding. Now left wing, Miller. Maya Miller with a red headband. Swings it over to Taylor DeMint in the left corner. Finds Blevins. She'll throw baseline. She'll miss the layup. A whistle and a foul, though, as she gets bumped on her rebound attempt. But this one going against Mexico. They're going to call this one on Logan Blevins. So Kirksville gets it back. Blevins will go take a seat on the bench. That will be her third personal, team's sixth. So we may not see Blevins for the rest of this first half with three personal fouls. 6:51 remaining here in the second quarter. 8-5 Kirksville's lead and its ball as they move right to left. Into the right corner is Waddle. Back to the right wing, Meyer. Now Waddle in back in the corner. Plater on her. She tries to get it back up top over the head of Meyer, but there to save it is Jenna Jackson. Now back to Waddle. Left wing it goes Meyer. Tip pass inside Johnson. Double team left block. Layup no, but a foul. Elise Johnson very active down low. She's able to force a foul. Mexico clearly concerned about her play, doubling her every time she gets the ball in the post. Already with 3 points tonight, and she'll get some free throws here with 6:29 remaining in the second. First free throw off the heel, no good. Katie Bledsoe checking back in for Mexico. She'll get Shelby Shaw, and for Kirksville, Devin Corbett checking in, and she'll get Megan Waddle. White athletic tape on some of the fingers for Elise Johnson, and her second free throw in. 4 points for her so far tonight. 9-5 Kirksville's lead, under 6.5 to play in the first half. Bulldogs up top is Miller, swinging it over right wing for Edding. She'll get it up top for DeMintz. Quick pass inside. Bledsoe finds it, cutting Miller on the baseline, and a foul called as Miller went up for a layup. Good ball movement and off-ball movement as well for Mexico. So the freshman, Maya Miller, at the line for two. Spinning it in her left hand, and the righty fires. First free throw too hard off the heel of the rim. That foul called on Katie Bledsoe. Or excuse me, that foul called on Jenna Jackson, her second. Miller's second free throw too hard, and Kirksville the rebound. Johnson with the board, out leaning out right side for Moore. Into the right corner to DeMint, or excuse me, to Jackson. Now to the elbow, Johnson. Her 15-foot jumper missed and tipped out of bounds Kirksville, so it'll be ball to Mexico. 9-5, Kirksville's lead as we approach 6 minutes to play in the second quarter. Plater will pass the ball into Mexico territory to Bledsoe. Trying to find a cutting Plater, miscommunication, it's stolen away. Anna Moore on the breakaway, right side. Her layup is up and in. 11-5, Kirksville extends its lead to 6. Pass to Miller at the free throw line, kicking it out right wing for Bledsoe. Her three short, rebound Johnson for Kirksville, and she'll throw it away. Miller on the steal, a whistle and a foul. Miller was bumped after getting the steal from Elise Johnson, who got the defensive rebound and was looking in the backcourt for Corbett, but good defensive pressure there by Miller to force the turnover. It'll be Mexico ball on the baseline. Third team foul on Kirksville, so no free throws yet. They need to get to 7 before that happens. Inbound goes to Smith. She can't handle it, but Miller gets it back. Her layup is up and in the foul. What an odd play there by Mexico, but they get it done. Reagan Smith couldn't handle the pass, but it went right back to Miller. And she was able to put it up and in and get fouled. Free throw up and free throw in. 11-8, Kirksville now by 3 with 5.5 to play in the first half. Kirksville with a right to left. Into the right corner, the ball goes to Meyer. She'll attack baseline, trips, but keeps her dribble. Kicks it back out to Moore. Her pass inside taken away by Miller. Mexico on the steal. They can tie it up with a 3 here. As Smith passing it right wing, Bledsoe. Back up top, Plater, and she'll reset. Plater, dribble handoff, Bledsoe. She'll circle the arc to the left side. Hands it off for Smith on the left wing. Back to DeMint up top. DeMint, left wing, Smith. She'll attack left of the lane, kicks it to Bledsoe in the left corner, and she'll pass it back up Miller. Now into the right corner, the ball goes to DeMint. She'll pump fake the jump shot and hand it back off. Ball moves around the perimeter, now back up top, Smith. Left wing, Bledsoe lobs it inside Miller. Right block, her layup, good. Nice job by Smith to lob it over the defense. And Miller gets an easy 2. It's 11-10. Kirksville now only by 1 with 4.5 to play in the first half. And they almost throw it away. The ball tipped into the backcourt by Miller. Tracked down this time by Wolmering. Spinning away from Miller. She'll lose the ball. DeMint picks up the steal. She has a breakaway on the right side. Her layup is good. And just like that, Mexico takes the lead. 12-11 with 4:15 remaining here in the second quarter. Wolmering, she loses the pass beneath her legs out of bounds. And the ball back to Mexico. It was a low pass. Wolmering couldn't corral it, and Mexico gets it back. Timeout a full, and Mexico will have this ball up one when we come back with 4:13 to play in the second quarter here on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon would like to offer you a free discount double-check TM. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Discounts may vary state to state.
One. I said one. Business banking. Business banking. Business banking. No, I don't want to go back to the main menu.
Frustrated with a lack of good service? It's time to discover Horizon Credit Union in Macon and now Kirksville. Visit their new branch at 1204 South Baltimore Street. Visit them online at yourhcu.com.
Back here onto the timeout, 12-11 Mexico's lead, as they are now on a 7-0 run with 4:10 remaining here in the second quarter. It'll be Mexico's ball left to right. Plater lobs a pass inside for Miller, who has a tough time corralling it, but she gets it back on the left wing. Right wing to Min, open three. She'll take it, missed it short. Rebound Johnson for Kirksville. Some tough pressure by Miller in the backcourt, and Kirksville finally breaks it. Stufflebean across the timeline, bouncing it right corner for Waddle. Back pass to Stufflebean as she attacks, misses it short, but Johnson there to clean it up. Nice give and go between Stufflebean and Waddle. 13-12, Kirksville pulls back ahead by one. Plater hands off to DeMint on the right wing, back to Miller on the left wing. Miller looking inside, decides to bounce it up top back to Plater, and she'll attack right of the lane, bouncing it right wing for DeMint. She'll attack, floater from the baseline, rolling around the rim and dropping. Taylor DeMint, the freshman, using her speed. Get past the defense there. Mexico back ahead, 14-13, 3:15 to play in the second. Kirksville with it right to left. High right side stuff will be up top. It goes to Moore. Pass into the left corner for Meyer. She'll pump and now pass to Johnson in the post. Turnaround jump shot in the lane is good from Johnson. Hand in her face, Elise Johnson now with eight. And Kirksville now back ahead, 15-14. Back and forth we go here in the semifinal of the Macon tournament. 2:50 remaining. Winner goes on to the championship to be played against Tolton tomorrow afternoon. Plater, elbow jumper for Mexico. In and out, no. Johnson the rebound. She'll hand it off to Moore. Lead pass out to Meyer on the left wing, bouncing it in the post for Johnson. Her turnaround jumper once again is good. Elise Johnson is going to work. 10 points for the junior. It's 17-14. Kirksville back ahead by three. High right side is Smith for Mexico. Up top, Plater. She corrals a tough, hard pass. Right of the lane, she attacks. Now into the corner, Bledsoe. Bouncing it right block, Miller. Puts up a layup. No, but a foul. Miller had the positioning, and she has been a force for Mexico in the post so far. 5 points for the freshman, and she's going to the free throw line for two shots. Low dribbles with the right hand. First free throw up and in for Maya Miller. She's got six, and it's 17-15 now. Substitutions, Christofferson checks back in for DeMint. Second free throw for Miller on the way. And she'll knock it down, two for two. 1 point game, Kirksville up 17-16. It'll be Johnson inbounding it. No pressure by Mexico. They're just going to meet him at half court. Stufflebean, pass across the timeline. Meyer on the right wing. Back to Stufflebean up top. Right-hand dribble Stufflebean. She'll try to fire it right wing, but it's picked off, but back into the hands of Stufflebean. It was loose, and she picked it up. And now she gives it up. Christofferson on the steal. And here comes Mexico down one with 2 minutes to play in the first half. Spinning is Smith. And a whistle and a foul. So it'll be a sideline out of bounds, Mexico, right in front of their own bench, far sideline. Smith will reset the offense by the timeline. Right-hand belt high dribble. She comes to the right wing and hands it off Christofferson. Pass the left wing for Bledsoe. Trying to pass it inside, intended for Christofferson. Picked off by Johnson. Here comes Kirksville. Stufflebean right to the lane. She'll attack the rack. Missed the layup short. And the rebound, Mexico. Smith, long lead pass underneath Bledsoe. She'll fire from the right block. Her shot off the rim. And it bounces in. 17-18 now. Mexico ahead by one. On the other end is Waddle, and she attacks with veracity and gets a layup through traffic. 19-18. Kirksville ahead by one. A minute 10 remaining here in the second quarter. Right wing Christofferson. She'll pump an attack in the lane. She goes, stops at the free throw line. Kicks it back out. Edding on the right wing. Back to Christofferson. Left elbow. She'll fire a 15-foot jumper off the rim. No. Johnson the rebound for Kirksville. Here come the Lady Tigers. Moving it right to left. Moore into the right corner for Waddle. Back to Moore, but it's tipped out of bounds in front of that Mexico bench. And it will remain with Kirksville with 56 seconds to play in the second quarter. Stoffel being checking out. Corbett checking in for Kirksville. Inbounding it is Moore. Out to Corbett, top of the key. Ball above her head. She's looking for a teammate, and she'll hand it back off to Moore on the right wing. Skip pass left wing Meyer. Jumps, and now she'll attack and gets it blocked away, but Johnson right there with the ball, and a push foul called. And that will be the eighth team foul on Mexico, so a 1-1 upcoming for Elise Johnson. Seconds to play. Johnson's first free throw is good, so she'll get a second. She has 11 so far tonight, and it's 20-18. Kirksville with the lead. A couple low dribbles. Second free throw, good. 21-18. Kirksville by three. Under 40 seconds now to play as Mexico brings it up. It's Smith up top, swinging it left wing for Edding, and she'll dribble back up top and bouncing it for Christofferson near the top of the key. She'll circle the arc on the left side, attacks, and kicks it back out left wing. Smith bouncing it. Free throw line for Blevins. Her long two is missed, but it's corralled on the near side. Bledsoe, she tries to get it back to Blevins inside, taken away Kirksville. Anna Moore on the steal, right of the lane. She'll go in, and a charge called. She lowered her shoulder on the right block, and Reagan Smith was there for Mexico to take the charge. So the ball back to Mexico. 21 seconds to play. Maya Miller checks back in. Reagan Smith checks out. Along with Plater checking in, Bledsoe out for Mexico. It'll be Plater advancing into the front court. Left to right goes Mexico. Ball left wing for Edding. 10 seconds to play. Edding, top of the key. Christofferson in the left wing. Hands it off to Miller with five. Miller circling to the right with four in the lane with three. And a whistle and a foul. This will be the eighth team foul on Kirksville, so a 1-1 upcoming for Maya Miller with 3.2 on the clock. Spinning the ball in her right hand. First free throw missed. Rebound tipped by Blevins, still loose with one, and that will about do it for half number one. 21-18. Kirksville ahead by three as the teams go to the locker room from Moberly High School. But wait, looks like there is a foul on the last second heave. Jenna Jackson had it at midcourt. She heaved it up, and the officials called a foul. So she is at the line for some free throw shots. She makes her first. Now, I guess they call this on the shot, so she gets two more free throws. Made her first, second up, and missed. It's 22-18 Kirksville. They can get 23 here. Third free throw miss, so she'll go one for three from the line. 22-18 is Kirksville's lead as we go into the half on that last second foul by Mexico. We'll take a quick break and be back with more coming up next, including your statistics and sponsors here on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Hey, with this whole new year, new you thing, you can try new items on the menu at the pantry.
Like what?
Like a cheese tortellini, you know, with the shrimp and the scallops and the crab and whatnot.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is. Settle down there.
I can't help it. It's a seafood trio on pasta. It's all I can think about.
Try something new at the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar in Macon. View their menus online at thepeartreerestaurant.com.
ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet frozen foods, takes pride in being a significant part of your mealtime needs. The top-notch people in the Macon area deliver everyday food in extraordinary ways. ConAgra Brands is a proud supporter of Macon and the surrounding communities. ConAgra Brands proudly supports all Macon students and athletes. Good luck, students, in your upcoming games and events from your friends at ConAgra Brands of Macon.
Shopping for tires? Be sure to visit Rick's Service and Tire in Bevier. We have Yokohama, Nitto, Firestone, Hankook, Falcon, Toyo, Goodyear, Mickey Thompson, VF Goodrich, Cooper, and many more. This is Tyler Shoemaker from Rick's Service and Tire in Bevier. I can help you choose the best tire for your vehicle. You can shop on our new website at rickserviceandtire.com and search for your new tires and check our rebates. Visit us at Rick's Service and Tire in Bevier and choose the right tire for your vehicle.
Tigers!
Macon R1 School is on the fast track to success and united as a whole. School, students, and community-wide. Macon R1 strives for continuous improvement and takes pride in their accomplishments from top to bottom, whether it be in the classroom or on the field. Macon R1 School has great things happening all the time, always taking pride in giving their best. To find out more about the roar happening at Macon R1 School, visit their website at macon.k12.mo.us or check them out on Facebook.
Macon Tigers!
And we're back here at Moberly High School in halftime for this girls' semifinal game for the Macon tournament. And yes, we're at Moberly High School. They had to switch up some of the venues due to a possible snowstorm happening tomorrow night. They'd rather be safe than sorry than have to cancel some parts of the tournament on Saturday, which was originally expected to have a six-game Saturday with the girls' and boys' consolation third place and championships. Instead, they decided to hold the championships, maybe even third and consolation games tomorrow. And so in order to hold all the semifinals today, they had to move some over here to Moberly High School. So that's why we're here as we go over some first half stats. It's 22-18. Kirksville's lead by 4. On the Mexico side, they are led in scoring by the freshman Maya Miller. She has 7. Taylor DeMint, the freshman, has 4. Rachel Christofferson with 3. Katie Bledsoe with 4 of her own as well. On the Kirksville side, Elise Johnson, 12 points. She leads all scores. Anna Meyer with 3, Anna Moore with 2, Vorkink with 1, and Waddle with 2 of her own. So those are your score. Those are your scores so far in this one. We want to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto. Domino's Pizza, PK Weiss Agency, your local independent insurance agent. AK's Guns and Ammo, C&R Transmission and Auto Repair, Moberly Motors, Sonic Drive-In, Smith Heating and Cooling, Glenn's Garage Doors, Napa Auto Parts, World Finance and Tax Services, JB's Glass, and First Community, State Bank, all of Moberly. We'll take another quick break, and we will be back to look ahead in this tournament and the Moberly game as well, coming up later tonight. Coming up here on Kirk.
Today, your bank is with you wherever you go, around town, out of state, or anywhere in the world. As long as you have your phone or tablet and the Macon Atlanta app, this is Andy Bush. Our app allows you to check balances on all your accounts, deposit a check, do bank-to-bank and account-to-account transfers, bill payments, person-to-person payments, set up reoccurring payments, receive text alerts, and a whole lot more. Want more information? Just ask. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
AK's Guns and Ammo would like to earn your business. AK's Guns and Ammo is your source for firearms, ammunition, shooting supplies, and more. If you're looking for your first handgun or a new firearm to add to your collection, more ammo, or simply needing supplies, give Austin a call at 660-372-1781 or stop by the store at 209 North 4th Street in Moberly. Open Monday through Friday starting at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. on Saturday, and by appointment on Sunday. Go online at www.akgunsammo.com.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
You sell insurance?
Sure we do.
I'll hop out of the pond and be right over.
Pond? Well, wait a minute. Is this that talking turtle again?
Yeah, and I'm tired of those ninja turtles bragging about how much they're saving on insurance.
Well, we've got the insurance you need, but if you're a turtle worried about keeping up with the ninjas, I don't think I can help you.
You're the place with something for everyone?
Well, I don't think a turtle counts as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Since 1964, Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111, and we like turtles too.
Now is the time to have C&R Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, C&R Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
What do you do when you have picky eaters in the family and everyone wants something different? Domino's has the perfect solution. Order from the mix and match menu for just $5.99 each. Choose from medium two-topping pizza, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twist, pasta in a bowl, and oven-baked sandwich or eight-piece boneless wings, topped off with marble cookie brownies. This offer excludes bread bowls and wings. Domino's Pizza mix and match for just $5.99 each. Order online at dominoes.com.
And we're back here at Moberly High School taking a look at what's to come here on 99.9 The Captain. We have got one more game coming up. It's the Moberly game. They'll be playing Brookfield in the consolation semifinal. That'll be at about 8 o'clock tonight. Yeah, we're at about 7:08 right now, so we will probably start roughly at 8 o'clock. And then that will do it for us from Moberly High School. Tomorrow we will have the championship games. 4:30 p.m. on Friday will be the girls' championship, and the boys' championship will be at 6 o'clock on Friday. Centralia right now leading Mexico over at Macon High School. After that will be the Moberly-Kirksville game. Those games are on KTCM if you're interested in some of the boys' action. But right now we've got Kirksville-Mexico. It's 22-18. Kirksville with the lead over Mexico. It has really was a back-and-forth second quarter. Teams trading leads at least four times there in the mid-teens when they were up. It was 13, 14, 15, 16. They both were trading leads at that point. So this should be a very fun second half upcoming with Kirksville and Mexico really not giving up. The winner again goes on to play Tolton in the girls' championship game tomorrow afternoon. We'll take one more break and be back with your third quarter action from the Macon Tournament from Moberly High School. Coming up on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition. And that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
And welcome back to Moberly High School. We get set to start half number two. It's 22-18. Kirksville with the lead over the Mexico Bulldogs here in the girls' semifinal game for the Macon Tournament from Moberly High School. With all the weather issues we've been having, they decided to hold some games here for Moberly High School. And we'll have the Moberly Brookfield girls' consolation semifinal game after this one coming up at 8 o'clock as well. But right now, it's Kirksville's ball to start quarter number three. They're going to now be moving left to right on your radio dial, wearing their orange uniforms and black and white lettering, Kirksville across the chest. Ball goes into the left wing for Hannah Meyer, and she'll kick it back up top for Moore. Back to Waddle on the right wing. Back to Moore, top of the key. Now back to Waddle. Pass inside Johnson, right of the lane, through a double team. Puts a hard shot up and sinks it. Johnson with 14, 24-18. She picks up where she left off in that second half. 12 first half points for the junior. Mexico with it right to left, their first possession of the second half. Lob pass for Blevins inside. She had the positioning and an easy lay-in for the junior. Blevins with her first 2 points of the night, 24-20. Kirksville's lead down to 4, 45 seconds into quarter number three. Moore between the rings, right wing to Waddle. Pass inside Johnson. She'll go to work. Blocked away Bledsoe got a nice hand on it. And Mexico forcing a turnover. Here's Plater up top to Smith. Right wing it goes Bledsoe back to Smith up top. She'll lob it in for Blevins. Triple team. Quick kick out of Bledsoe on the right wing. Back to Smith top of the key. She'll reset. Crossover now attack. Stops from 10. Pops from 10. Misses off to the left. And the rebound Kirksville. Here comes Wolmering. Out to Moore. Skip pass to the right wing. Meyer. And trying to get it back up top, but kicked away by Smith with the left foot. And it will remain Kirksville ball. It will be a sideline inbound for the Lady Tigers. 6:44 to play here in the third. 24-20, Kirksville's lead and its ball. Far sideline inbounds as Moore, left corner, it goes for Waddle. Skip pass back up top for Wolmering, and she gets drilled but gets the ball off into the left corner for Waddle. Her shot, no, and a rebound, Johnson. And she is fouled, but actually the foul's calling on Elise Johnson. I think she used a couple elbows or two to grab that rebound. So the ball back to Mexico. 6.5 to play. Mexico moving it right to left in their white jerseys and red lettering Mexico across the chest. Smith up top. Left corner for Shaw. She'll get it right of the lane. Bledsoe, hard pass, too low, hits her knees and bounces right into the hands of Hannah Meyer for Kirksville. Meyer across the timeline, left wing Moore. Back to Meyer. She'll pump an attack and kick it right wing Wolmering. Left-hand dribble back to the top of the key. Finds Moore inside Johnson. Back to Moore, left corner Waddle. Now pass back up top Wolmering into the left wing for Moore. They're trying to find an open player here. Mexico tight defense. Left wing Moore. Skip pass, right wing it goes Meyer. She'll dribble it back up and reset the offense. Up top is Wolmering. Left wing it goes Moore. Left corner Waddle. Mexico a 2-3 zone, moving real well with the ball. Johnson right of the lane, kicking a left wing Waddle. Skip pass right wing it goes for Wolmering. Now back up top Moore. Moore left wing Waddle. Double team on her. She'll dribble it with the right hand. Skip pass to the right wing. It's a lob short. Picked off Smith. Mexico with the steal and on the run. Here's Smith left of the lane. Threw a double team layup. No, a whistle and an offensive foul. Smith a little out of control as she went up for that layup. That'll be the first team foul on Mexico. First personal, and Kirksville gets the ball back. And no one from Kirksville was there to pick up the ball. Finally, they find Anna Moore, who runs back all the way to the other end of the baseline. And now Johnson will relieve her, and she'll be the inbounder. Full court Mexico pressure. Over to Wolmering. Back to Johnson. Now left side to Waddle as they reverse. Pass across the timeline. Moore line to the lane as she bounces it right block from Meyer. Back inside Johnson, muscling her way up through a double team. And a whistle and a foul, but this one will be on the floor right before Johnson went up for a layup. So it'll be a baseline inbound for Kirksville. This will be called on Shelby Shaw. That will be her third. And Mexico second. 5:15 to play. Lob into Johnson. Easy layup off the backboard for her. 16 points for Johnson. Timeout called by Ed Costley in Mexico. His team down 26-20. 5:10 to play here in the third. We'll take a 30-second break and be back here on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
Every member plays a crucial role in the success of a team. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Harrisburg R8 School District recognize each of the players, coaches, managers, and all participants in Harrisburg Bulldog Athletics. Thank you for your positive attitude, hard work, and good sportsmanship throughout the year. By setting these examples, you are role models for others. Proudly show your Bulldog pride. The Harrisburg R8 School District, developing tomorrow's future today.
Back here on Kirk in CentralMoInfo.com. It's 26-20. Kirksville leading Mexico here in the girls' semifinal of the Macon tournament. It'll be Mexico's ball out of the timeout as they move right to left as we approach 5 minutes to play. On the right wing is Bledsoe, the junior. Skip pass left wing, Edding, into the corner for Smith, and she'll dribble it back up top of the right hand. Smith still dribbling over right wing Bledsoe. Skip pass left corner, Edding. Passes it back up top for Smith. Now back to Edding in the left corner. She'll dribble it back up top. 2-1-2, Kirksville defense inside Blevins backing in. Quick turnaround, easy off the backboard. Logan Blevins, she is tough to stop down low. Brings it back down to a four-point Kirksville lead. Here come the Lady Tigers, bouncing it right block. Johnson back to the basket, turns in the lane, puts a shot over a double team and puts it in. Elise Johnson with 18, it's 28-22. Kirksville back by six, 4:20 to play in the third. Plater ball above her head. She passes it back up top to Edding. Back to Plater on the right wing. Spins away from her defender. Over into the right corner, Bledsoe. Black to Plater. She's trying to create some space. She has none. Into the left corner, Smith attacks left of the lane. Lobs a free throw line for Blevins. She passes into the right corner. Bledsoe back to Blevins down low. A layup, no, but a foul. Logan Blevins to the free throw line. The junior already with 4 points. Again, she had an 11-point performance against Brookfield on Tuesday. 3:59 to play here in the third. Free throw up and off to the left. No good from Blevins. Some substitutions on the way. Corbett checks in along with Jenna Jackson. And checking out is Meyer and Waddle. Second free throw, Blevins, is good. 28-23, a 5-point Kirksville lead. Lady Tigers with it left to right. Under four to play in the third. Anna Moore prances across the timeline. Over to Wolmering in the right wing. She'll take a step in, fire a two, and missed it short. Rebound Mexico. Smith with it across the timeline. Stops at the elbow, fires a 15-foot jumper too hard. Blevins, offensive rebound. She gets tied up and a jump ball called. Possession arrow favors Mexico, so it'll stay on the left side of the court. 3:41 remaining. Baseline inbound for Mexico, left to their own basket, Edding the inbounder. She smacks the ball with the right hand. Still looking. Finds Cotton in the right block, and she goes up through a double team and gets an easy layup. 28-25, Kirksville's lead down to three. Moore across the timeline, left hand belt high dribble. 2-3 Mexico zone. Right wing it goes to Wolmering. She pumps on the three and gets it back up top to Moore. Into the right corner for Jackson. A long two on the way. Short rebound Plater for Mexico. Here come the Bulldogs. They can tie it up with a three here. That's what Plater is best at. She'll hand it off to Smith. Into the left wing for Blevins. She'll attack baseline. Muscling her way to the basket. And a foul called on a layup attempt. Blevins back to the line. The junior Logan Blevins already 5 tonight. And at the line for 2 shots. Foul called on Corbett. That's her second. Team's third. Shot up and in for Blevins. Christofferson checks in for Reagan Smith. Wolmering checking out and Elise Johnson checking in. Blevin takes a couple slow dribbles, free throw too hard, and the rebound goes to Anna Moore for Kirksville. She'll advance. Free throw line, she bounces and goes left wing for Jackson. Back to Moore. Top of the key, she'll go. She'll reset the offense. Left wing for Corbett. Up top, back to Johnson. Johnson hands it off to Moore. They'll reset once again. 2:45 to play in the third, 28-26. Kirksville by two. Johnson, swing pass to the right wing, Moore. She'll attack baseline, stop from five. A floater is good. Moore with four, 30-26, Kirksville by four. Plater pass over to the left wing for Edding. Left baseline it goes for Blevins. Pumps and attacks and another foul. Blevins back to the free throw line. Kirksville does not have an answer for her right now. And the Logan Blevins at 5-11, 6 points so far tonight to the free throw line once again. First free throw is good. 2:21 remaining in the third. It's 30-27 now, Kirksville's lead. Takes some slow dribbles. Second free throw missed and rebound to Corbett for Kirksville. 30-27, Kirksville by three as they move left to right. Jackson in the left corner, back up top to Moore. Lady Tigers offense gone a little bit stagnant as of late as Jackson has it on the left wing. Back up top for Johnson. Tries to find a cutting Meyer in the lane. She goes up and gets fouled with a layup attempt. And two free throws upcoming for Hannah Meyer. So Kirksville gets its shot at the free throw line. Meyer so far has 3 points. Her first free throw is good. They called this one on Reagan Plater. That's her second and team's third. as Blevins checks out, Maya Miller checking in for her. So that will be a big source of offense for Mexico going to sit on the bench, getting some rest before the final quarter with 2:01 to play. Free throw missed. 1-for-2 from the line goes Hannah Meyer. It's 31-27. Kirksville's lead. Mexico's ball right to left. Under two now to play in the third. Plater going to work on the right wing. Hands off to Miller, top of the key. She'll curl inside. Right of the lane she goes. Hands off to Cotton. 10-foot baseline jumper long. For the weak side, rebound goes to Christofferson for Mexico. Back to Miller. Left wing, she'll attack again. Inside the lane she goes. Her layup through traffic. No miss. Short rebound, Kirksville. Sprinting across midcourt is Meyer on the right side, and she'll get it back up top to Anna Moore. Back to Meyer, right wing. Off screen left she goes, crosses over back to the right side. She's pestered by Plater, picks up her dribble over to the right wing to Corbett. She tries to get it back up top, taken away by Mexico. Edding on the steal, out to Plater. Into the front court goes Plater. Between the leg dribble, she goes to the free throw line, pumps the pass, and goes for a runner on the right side, off the window and in. Athletic move, Reagan Plater, her first 2 points tonight. Makes it 31-29, Kirksville by two, under 60 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Kirksville pass in the left corner, Jackson back up top, it goes to Moore. Free throw line Johnson, she'll attack in the paint, layup, no but a foul. Elise Johnson at the line. Three Kirksville players over to talk to their head coach, Emily Powell, as Christofferson goes to talk to her bench as well. Johnson's first free throw is in. She's got 19 with 48 seconds to play in the third. Johnson's second free throw. Missed hard off the heel. Rebound Plater. 32-29. Mexico down three. They have the ball. Christofferson right corner, pumps on the three, looks for a teammate, finds Edding at the free throw line. Edding back out, Christofferson right wing. She'll attack right of the lane, underneath the basket she goes, nowhere to go, finds Plater on the left wing. Now she'll attack, bouncing into the middle for Cotton. Her quick layup off the backboard and in, a high arcing shot from Cotton. And it's 32-31, Kirksville by one with 20 seconds left to play now here in the third. Corbett right wing, hands off into the right corner for Meyer. Back right wing, Moore. Skip pass inside Corbett. Triple team, she loses it. Johnson picks it up. Back to Moore left wing. Left corner, Jackson. Her lob pass inside over her head intended for Corbett. Picked off Mexico. Out to Edding on the left wing with three, and Edding loses it with two. Kirksville picks it up, and a last second heave will not connect. So we will go to quarter number four. Kirksville hanging on by one, 32-31. 8 minutes remaining in this semifinal game with the winner to play Tolton in the final tomorrow. Coming up on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
The folks at Travis Know Funeral Home, located at 1008 West Potter Avenue in Kirksville, are ready to serve you and your family's funeral needs during your time of sorrow. They offer pre-arranged plans so you can alleviate your family of that burden. Travis Know Funeral Home is always there for you with their caring and professional staff to help you in your time of need. Stop by Travis Know Funeral Home at 1008 West Potter Avenue in Kirksville or give them a call at 660-665-1300 today for any questions you may have.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Macon Tigers. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Macon Tigers. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Time to start the fourth. I want to thank a couple of our sponsors. Bailey Brothers Collision Center, Extreme Recreation, Martin House Motel, all of Brookfield, ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet Frozen Foods, Macon R1 School District, and the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar. Starting the fourth, it'll be Kirksville balls. They get it inside to Elise Johnson in the right block. Her pass outside taken away and stolen by Reagan Smith. So Mexico can take the lead here, down 32-31, left wing. Three-point shot, DeMint missed short, out of bounds, hits nothing on the baseline, so the ball back to Kirksville. Lady Tiger with it left to right, up 32-31 across the timeline is Waddle, Stufflebean over to the right wing to Waddle. Now left corner Jackson, her long two, nothing but net. Jenna Jackson gets in the box score and puts her Kirksville team up three, 34-31. Here's Mexico on the other side. Bledsoe left wing up top for Smith. Right wing it goes for Miller. Miller looking for someone into the right corner for Demin. Back to Miller, right wing. Pass inside the paint for Shaw. She turns through a triple team layup. No, but the rebound Bledsoe. She'll bring it back out. And as she tries to kick it out, taken away by Waddle. She'll lead the charge left to right from behind. Poked from Bledsoe. Back into the hands of Smith from Mexico. Here comes Smith. Lobs it for Miller, right block. Going against Johnson. Her layup, high arcing one, missed short. Johnson the rebound. She's double teamed. Nowhere to go. Looking for a teammate in the backcourt. Finds Corbett. Now outlets it out to Stufflebean off the right side of the court. She'll attack in the paint to the rack. Flips up a layup with the right hand and in. Stufflebean with her first 2 points tonight. 36-31. Kirksville back by five. What a way to start the fourth quarter for this Lady Tigers team. Up top to Mint. Bouncing a right block for Miller. Backing in. Her shot. No miss. Short rebound by Mexico. But it's off the leg of Shaw. Out of bounds on the baseline. Back to Kirksville. Anna Moore checking back in. Annalise Johnson will take a seat for Kirksville. The Lady Tigers leading scorer with 19 on the bench with 6:26 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Four team fouls for each team as well. 36-31 is Kirksville's lead. Stufflebean on the right wing. She'll dribble it back up top into a Mexico double team by the timeline. Gets it off. Left wing Waddle now into the corner for Jackson. Back to Waddle on the left wing. Up top it goes Stufflebean into the right wing for Meyer. Now into the corner for Moore. Lobs it inside for Waddle. Right block. Kicks it out. Jackson. Long two on the way from her from the left side. Skips off the rim and out. Rebound loose on the near side. Picked up by Reagan Smith for Mexico. One arm passes out to DeMint on the right wing. And she took one too many steps trying to attack. A travel called. And Kirksville gets it right back with 5:54 to play. They have the 36-31 lead. Logan Blevins checks back in for Mexico. She was dominant for them near the end of that third. She'll take the spot of Katie Bledsoe. And Corbett checks back in for Jackson on the Kirksville side. 5:50 to play, and Kirksville throws it away. Miller on the steal, and she gets it poked from behind, out of bounds on the baseline. So it will remain Kirksville's ball. She has been a menace in the backcourt for Mexico tonight, forcing turnovers and bad passes. So Mexico will get it. Inbounding underneath its own basket off to the left. It's Smith, the inbounder. Looking inside. No one there. Bouncing it right block to Blevins. She gets the ball taken away, and it's on the ground, and a jump ball call. Good defense by Kinsley Stufflebean to strip it away from Blevins and put it on the ground. Arrow is favoring Mexico, so the Bulldogs will get it right back. Down five. Smith, the inbounder. Looking. She's still looking inside. No one there. She decides to get it up top to Miller. Takes a step inside the arc, a long two, and that will hit nothing. It'll bounce out of bounds on the baseline. And back to Kirksville. 5:41 to play. 36-31. Kirksville's lead and its ball. Some full court pressure by Mexico. They have two players in the backcourt. Kirksville easily breaks it with Moore across the timeline on the left side. Back out to Waddle. Bouncing it right wing. Stufflebean. Stufflebean over left wing Waddle. Quick pass left corner Moore. She'll attack baseline to the rack. She goes right hand layup too long. Rebound to Reagan Smith for Mexico. And she'll advance. Prancing across the timeline. Right wing Plater. She'll launch a three. And she'll connect her first three of the game. Reagan Plater. We saw her do plenty of that on Tuesday. Makes it a two-point Kirksville lead. On the other side, Stufflebean. She'll attack the basket. No one there to stop her, and she gets to the rim. 38-34, Kirksville back by four with 5 minutes to play. Right wing Plater dancing on the right wing, hands it off to Miller, bouncing it left wing for Smith. Into the left corner it goes for Shaw, back up top Plater. Waddle tightly on her, right of the lane, a runner, no, but a travel call. Reagan Plater turning the ball over with 4:51, and she is not happy with that one. As the ball goes back to Kirksville with the Lady Tigers holding on to a 38-34 lead. Inbound to Stufflebean. Full court Mexico pressure. Bouncing it across the timeline for Meyer. Back to Stufflebean attacking. Bouncing it left block for Corbett. Now it goes to Johnson left elbow. She'll attack and get it blocked away, but a foul called. Mexico not happy with that one. It looked like that may have been all ball, but at least Johnson to the free throw line for two shots. 4:40 left to play. As Johnson takes her first free throw. It's in. Now she has 20 on the night. Katie Bledsoe checks back in, and she'll get Logan Blevins. Johnson sets up for her second free throw. The righty puts it up and puts it in. 40-34 is Kirksville's lead as they are up by six as we approach four and a half to play. Here comes Mexico right to left. Bledsoe on the left wing. She'll attack and kick it out. Shaw, long two straight away, missed off the heel. Offensive rebound, Miller put back, no. She gets it right back again, and a foul called. Maya Miller doing work on the glass. This will be a push foul on the ground, so it'll be a baseline inbound for the Bulldogs as Logan Blevins checks back in for Shelby Shaw. That'll be the third personal called on Stufflebean for Kirksville. And Miller, the inbounder, left of the basket. Her team down 40-34. Miller looking. Finds Blevins through a triple team. It's tipped out of bounds back on the baseline. It will remain with Mexico. They are triple teaming Blevins down in the post right now. It is going to be hard to get her the ball. Miller again is handed the ball by the official. Underneath her own basket. Looking again. Finds Blevins. Only one person on her. Kicks it out. Left wing Bledsoe. Her three-point shot long, but an offensive rebound on the weak side by Plater. Bouncing it back up top, and it's taken away. This time, Hannah Meyer on the steal. Left side layup, no, but a foul. She had a breakaway layup, couldn't connect, but going to the free throw line for two. Meyer has 3 points so far tonight, and she's at the line with 4:10 to play. Her team up 40-34. First free throw up and in for Hannah Meyer. Megan Waddle checking out. Corbett checking in. Second free throw is good. She's got five, and it's an 8-point Kirksville lead with 4 minutes remaining here in this one. Winner goes on to the Macon Tournament Championship game tomorrow. Plater, 5-foot runner from the baseline, missed, and the rebound, Stufflebean for Kirksville. Here comes Stufflebean up the left side of the court. Left of the lane, she goes. Sidesteps a defender to the basket and puts it in. Kinsley Stufflebean. 44-34. Kirksville up double digits. The runner again from the baseline by Plater just rolls off the rim. And a foul underneath. I think this one's going against Kirksville. And that will be on Corbett. That will be the sixth team foul against Kirksville. And Stufflebean checks out. Waddle checks in. That will be the third personal against Corbett as well. So it'll be a baseline inbound. Logan Blevins inbounding underneath her own basket. On the baseline off to the left. Out to Edding. Open three. Right corner. Missed short. Rebound by Corbett for Kirksville. Kirksville advances across the timeline. More to Corbett as she attacks straight away, and she's fouled. 3:31 to play, and back to the free throw line goes Kirksville. This time, it'll be Devin Corbett. Toes the free throw line with the right foot. The righty's first free throw rattles in. Hit rim, hit backboard, hit rim again, and bounced in. Second free throw on the way, and nothing but net for that one. 2 points for her. It's 46-34. It's a 12-point Kirksville lead. Under 3.5 now to play. Mexico with it as they move right to left. Plater top of the key, left wing for Christofferson. Looking for a teammate, still looking, jabbing a couple times, finally putting it on the deck. Curls in the lane, stops right of the lane, bouncing it to a cutting Smith to the basket. She goes, and she's fouled. End of this game, it seems like we're just going to be trading free throws. As at the line now is Reagan Smith. First free throw, up and in. Stufflebean checking back in for Corbett. Corbett. Smith toes the line with the right foot, spins in her left hand, and the right-handed shooter missed it long, and she gets her own rebound. It was a long bounce back to the basket. Her turnaround hook shot missed, and Stufflebean grabs the rebound, but then poked away by Reagan Smith. Her shot blocked by Stufflebean. Now the ball is loose on the floor, and a jump ball called. Arrow favors Kirksville. 3:01 to play here in this one, 46-35, Kirksville by 11. They get the ball back. Johnson the inbounder. Full court Mexico pressure. Stufflebean into a double team. She dribbles out of it. Crossing across the timeline as she attacks the basket, and a whistle and a foul. And we'll do free throws on the other end. Lots of free throws back and forth here to end this game. At the line, Gindley Stufflebean. She's got six so far, and misses her first off the heel of the rim. We'll have the Moberly Brookfield girls consolation semifinal after this one. That'll be on 99.9, the captain. Second free throw by Stufflebean, good. She's got seven so far and makes it a 12-point lead for Kirksville. Under three to play. Here comes Mexico. Christofferson on the right wing. Up top, back to Plater. She's been trying to get hot from three all night tonight. Left wing, Edding. Back to Plater, top of the key. Going to work with the right hand. Fakes the handoff, goes for a shot, and she's fouled by Stufflebean. Now that'll be the eighth team foul against Kirksville. And Plater to the line for two shots. .235 remaining in this one. Two low dribbles, spinning it in the left hand, and the righty shot swirls home. Plater now with six tonight. 47-36. You can make this a 10-point game with a made free throw. And it goes in and out, and Johnson the rebound. Under 2.5 to play. Johnson to Moore on the right side of the court. She'll advance into the front court. Left wing just out of the reach of Hannah Meyer, out of bounds on the far sideline. Back to Mexico. So the Bulldogs can cut Kirksville's lead down to single digits. Here's Smith. She'll bring the ball up. Hands it off for Plater between the rings. High by the timeline. Right hand dribble Plater as she starts attacking the arc, and she'll hand it off to Edding. Circles and attacks right of the lane. Hook shot, no, as it rolls off the rim into the hands of Johnson. Kirksville, whistle and a foul. And Elise Johnson will be shooting a 1-1. 2:07 on the clock, 47-36, Kirksville ahead. So at the line, Elise Johnson for a 1-1. Already 21 points for the junior tonight. Shot up and in, 22. Kirksville the 7th seed, Mexico the 6th. They both had upsets on Tuesday. As the second free throw, no for Johnson. Approaching now, 2 minutes to play. Edding for Mexico, left wing. She'll launch it three, in and out, no. Ball tipped out, and it'll fall out of bounds on the near sideline. Last touch by Mexico. Kirksville gets it back with a minute 58 to play. Taylor DeMint checks in for the Bulldogs. She'll get Christofferson. Johnson inbounding near sideline. Blevins on her. She finds Stufflebean, and she'll advance into the front court. Stufflebean bouncing a left block for Waddle. She'll attack, and that's blocked out of bounds by Abby Edding. Kirksville will inbound under its own basket. Moore the inbounder. Looking, bouncing it right block. Johnson, she'll attack over Blevins, and Blevins gets a paw on that one and blocks it away into the hands of Edding, and outlets out to Plater. Plater hesitates and attacks, spins in the lane, goes up for a shot, and through contact, no foul called, and a missed layup. The rebound goes to Moore, and she almost throws it away, but it's tipped out of bounds by Edding on the near sideline. Right by midcourt, it'll stay with Kirksville. 1:35 to play, 48-36 is Kirksville's lead. If the score holds, Kirksville will move on to the Macon Tournament Championship as a 7 seed, and a double dribble called on Stufflebean as Mexico gets it back with 90 seconds to play and a timeout called by Ed Costley and Mexico. 48-36, Kirksville ahead. We'll take a 60-second break through this full timeout and be back with the last 90 seconds of this one coming up on Kirk.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cold weather doesn't slow a tiger down. This is Sonia with Tiger Country Realty, and we don't take the season off, so don't you. Keep browsing our always updated website at tigercountryrealty.com and check out our awesome edition of new listings. Our sellers have their homes warm, cozy, and ready for you. Bundle up and call the working year-round Tiger Team to find your new home. Tiger Country Realty, we're making tracks in real estate.
Out of the Mexico timeout, it'll be Bulldogs ball, and just like that, a whistle and a foul as Abby Edding tried to take it in on the baseline. So she'll get some free throws. Depends if they called this on the ground or if it was a shooting foul, because that was the ninth team foul by Kirksville. So either a one and one or two shots. As Miller and Shaw check back in for the Bulldogs, Blevin checks out, and Miller will get Edding once she's done shooting her free throws. So this will be a one and one for Edding. Mexico down 48-36. Free throw miss, long rebound to Stufflebean, and Stufflebean's wrapped up and fouled by Edding. And so we'll go to free throws on the other end. This time it'll be Kinsley Stufflebean shooting. She's got 7 so far tonight. That's the 10th team foul for Mexico. So 2 shots from Stufflebean as she misses her first long. Coming up after this, 8 o'clock, we'll have Moberly and Brookfield for the consolation semifinal game. Stufflebean gets ready for her second free throw. Shot up and shot drops. 49-36. Kirksville by 13 with a minute 15 to play. DeMint in the right corner finds a cutting shot. Right side layup high off the window and in. Good ball movement and good movement off ball by Shaw. Makes it 49-38. 62 seconds remaining. Moore across the timeline on the left side. She'll bring it back out. Plater tight on her as she terminates the dribble. Left wing it goes for Waddle. Finds Johnson, left elbow. She'll attack right side. Scoops up a layup and in. Elise Johnson makes it look too easy. 24 for the junior. It's 51-38. Miller for Mexico on the other end in the right corner. She'll curl in the lane. Puts up a floater off balance and missed it off the left side. And the rebound for Moore. 35 seconds as Moore passes across the timeline to Meyer on the right side. Dribbling into the right corner, tries to go baseline and is stopped and dribbles it back out to the corner. Pass up top, back to Moore. Far left side it goes for Stufflebean as she tries to cross over Smith. Smith pokes it away out of bounds right in front of the Kirksville bench on that far sideline, so it will remain with the Lady Tigers with 22 to play. Kirksville up 51-38. Looks like they'll walk away the victory as Meyer has it left wing, bouncing it up top for Moore. Does not look like Mexico will foul here. And just as I say that, a foul called. This one looked unintentional as Meyer tried scooting past Shaw. They bumped across a little bit, so the foul called. 13.7 on the clock. And a Meyer at the free throw line. And her free throw's in and out as it spins out. With the win, Kirksville will move to 3-13 on the season. Second free throw by Meyer is good. 6 for her, 52-38. Plater pass across into the corner for DeMint. Back to Plater, up top Miller with 7, with 6. Miller will attack. Right to the lane she goes with three, puts up a tough layup. No, with two, with one. Johnson the rebound, and that'll do it. Kirksville 52-38 win over Mexico, and the seven-seeded Kirksville Lady Tigers will move on to the Macon Tournament Championship game tomorrow afternoon. What a game by this Kirksville team. That in scoring by Elise Johnson, 24 points for the junior. We want to thank a couple more of our sponsors, Macon R1 School District, the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar, Ryan Roebuck, your State Farm Insurance agent, Macon Healthcare Center, Steel Towing, Vision Care Associates LLC, Macon Municipal Utilities, Tiger Country Realty, Macon Electric Cooperative, and Macon Tax Service. We'll take a quick break. Be back with final stats and player of the game coming up next here on 99.9 The Captain.
With winter weather here, Macon Municipal Utilities wants to remind you about tips on making your home more energy efficient this winter. Please visit the utility staff at 106 West Burke Street in Macon. Call 660-385-3173 or visit their website at MaconUtilities.com. Macon Municipal Utilities proudly supports the Macon Tigers boys and girls basketball teams. The fans have enjoyed watching your games and they appreciate your community involvement. Keep up the hard work. Go Tigers! Vision and eye health impact your waking hours, whether you are driving at night, watching a ball game, or reading the newspaper. The time to see an eye care professional is before you have eye health or vision problems. The doctors at Vision Care Associates LLC are dedicated to serving your eye health and vision needs. To protect your eye health, make an appointment to see their qualified, experienced doctors and staff at 1705 Prospect Drive in Macon. The doctors and staff at Vision Care Associates in Macon hope to see you soon. Proud supporters of the Macon Tigers and Tigerettes.
Did you know that the number one reason for your home comfort system to fail is dirt? That's right, dirt. At Smith Heating and Cooling in Moberly, they're making a strong effort to help you have a clean heating and cooling system that in turn will operate more efficiently with their 21-point energy saver tune-up. Smith will fully clean your system, install a free air filter, and offer a repair free guarantee. If you need any repairs over the next 90 days after your tune-up, Smith will refund every single penny of the tune-up's cost. Schedule your home comfort system's tune-up today. Call Smith Heating and Cooling in Moberly.
Are you looking for a place to stay? The Martin House Motel in Brookfield offers affordable, cozy, and comfortable accommodations, and their staff will do their best to make your stay as enjoyable as possible. Martin House Motel offers weekly rates, special discounts on rates, and doesn't charge for children 17 years and under. They offer free wireless high-speed internet, cable TV, and much more. If you're looking for a way to stretch your budget, they can help. Ask them about special fall and winter rates. That's the Martin House Motel, located at 731 South Main in Brookfield, or call 258-7257 today.
Glenn's Garage Doors appreciates customer referrals. Phil Berry, a well-known insurance agent in Moberly, recently purchased two door-length steel-backed insulated residential garage doors with two LiftMaster openers and a keyless entry. Phil said,
I've had Glenn put in several garage doors for me in the past few years. Glenn's doors have always been amazing, and he's always done great service and taken care of those products, and I've been extremely satisfied with the work that Glenn's done for me.
Listen to your friends and neighbors for all your overhead door and opener needs. Call Glenn's Garage Doors in Moberly at 660-263-1655.
Back here at Moberly High School after the Kirksville-Mexico semifinal, it will be Kirksville moving on to face Tolton in the girls' championship for the Macon tournament tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. Final score 52-38. Kirksville with the win. Going over some final statistics. We'll start with Mexico. They were led in scoring by Maya Miller, the freshman, with seven. Logan Blevins added on with seven of her own. Vera Cotton had five. Christofferson with three. DeMint with four. Reagan Smith with one. Reagan Plater with six. Shelby Shaw with two of her own. On the other side for Kirksville, they were led in scoring with a game-high 24 points by Elise Johnson. The junior came to work today, and she did it all down low for that Kirksville team. Stufflebean with eight, Anna Meyer with six, Anna Moore with five, Woolmering with two, Vorkink with one, Waddle with two, and Jenna Jackson with two of her own as well. We have to name our player of the game, which is sponsored by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly, for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. We'll give it to Elise Johnson. The 6 foot senior, 6 foot junior, excuse me, like I said, 24 points for her. She had a game high along with that team high to help Kirksville, a seven seed, reach the girls' championship. So, as we mentioned, the girls' championship is set. It'll be Kirksville-Tolton. It is a 5-7 championship matchup, just as we all expected. Tolton, the 5-seed, Kirksville, the 7-seed. Again, that will be played 4:30 on Friday, pending good weather. And if you want the boys' games, you can go to KTCM on Glory 97. Eric and Austin on the call from Macon High School. We're here at Moberly High School simply because of the weather issues that we are expecting tomorrow night into Saturday. They wanted to push the semifinals up so that they could play the finals tomorrow along with the possible third place and consolation games. So your player of the game, Elise Johnson, again brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly for all of your insurance needs. Auto, home, and life. 52-38. Kirksville with the win over Mexico. So Kirksville will move on to the championship game tomorrow afternoon. We'll take another break and look towards this Moberly game that's coming up next. Here 99.9, the captain.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. That means yours, too. If you're wondering what that means for you and your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code, head over to H&R Block. No one knows tax reform better than Block. Their tax pros will help you find every credit and deduction available, so you get every dollar you deserve. Because wouldn't you rather spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time figuring out what a TCJA qualifying eligible dependent is? Hint, it's your kid. In person or online, Block has your back.
Orsland Farm and Home in Mexico invites you to their bucket sale Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of January. You will receive 15% off of everything that fits inside your Orsland bucket. Limit one per customer. Don't forget to sign up for Grow Rewards. The membership is free and full of amazing perks. Stop into Orsland Farm and Home in Mexico today for all the best prices on everything you need. They take pride in providing quality products, trusted value, and neighborly service with the highest level of integrity and appreciation to their customers.
In your time of need, your friends at Fenton Funeral Chapel of Centralia are here to help you create the tribute of a lifetime. Todd and Diana Kendrick and their staff at Fenton Funeral Chapel are committed to the highest standards of service and excellence with compassionate care to ease your journey. They're proud to be locally owned and operated, and they're proud to serve the Centralia community and the surrounding area. Visit them online and see obituaries at FentonFuneralChapel.com. Fenton Funeral Chapel of Centralia, here to help you create the tribute of a lifetime.
Unbeatable service and quality. That's what people throughout Central Missouri have come to expect from Stidham Electric of Centralia. Stidham Electric specializes in the highest quality residential, commercial, and industrial electrical services, and people in and around Central Missouri know their customer service is unbeatable. Stidham Electric is always prepared, whether it be residential work in area communities or lighting up the night sky in our area's football stadium. Stidham Electric of Centralia.
At Angel & Company Insurance, you can expect friendly hometown service in the Centralia, Sturgeon, Hallsville, and Harrisburg areas. You'll find people who work hard to provide you with the best service to cover all your insurance needs. As your hometown trusted choice insurance agent, Angel & Company represents a number of companies to choose from for your auto, home, business, and farm insurance needs. Call anyone on the team today or visit the website at angelinsurance.com. Angel & Company, your hometown trusted choice insurance agent.
When tax time comes around, turn to Macon Tax Service. Marjorie and Richard Waller have over 50 years of experience and will have your taxes done right and at a reasonable rate. They specialize in personal, business, and farm taxes and can take care of all your tax needs year-round. You have enough to worry about with trying to keep up with the constantly changing tax laws. Stop by Macon Tax Service at 32776 State Highway PP in Macon or call 660-385-2982.
It's the 2018 model closeout sale at Thomas Motors in Moberly. With incredible savings on 2018 Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC models, you can save thousands. Hurry in and take home your 2018 model today. Visit ThomasMTRS.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for all rebates and incentives. See dealer for complete details. Everyone likes to save money on heating and cooling. Your friends and neighbors are saving. Now it's your turn. Nemo Insulation of Harrisburg has been serving the Mid-Missouri area for more than 40 years by filling walls and attics with a special type of insulation called cellulose wall spray. The money saved on heating and cooling is exceptional, and the acoustic properties of cellulose make a home quieter and more comfortable. They are also a certified spray foam installer. Call Nemo Insulation of Harrisburg today so you can reduce your heating and cooling bills.
Tax season is almost here. World Finance invites you to meet with their tax professionals at one of their 77 locations across Missouri to prepare and file your returns. You could walk out the same day with a refund advance loan up to $5,000 at 0% interest. Stop by or go online at worldfilestaxes.com to schedule an appointment. The 0% interest refund advance loan is exclusive to World Finance tax refund customers and is offered to qualified individuals with no fees or interest in connection with the product. Tax filing through World Finance is required to qualify.
Today, there are some people who find themselves asking, what good does a funeral do? Certainly, it can do nothing for the person whose life has ended beyond providing the dignity of a proper burial. But a funeral does a great deal for those whose lives go on. For the family, friends, and community, it is a shared moment to realize, reflect, and to reaffirm. Surrounded by others who care, we begin to accept the reality of death. The funeral services Oliver Funeral Home provides will make the most difficult times in your life easier. Oliver Funeral Home, with locations in Centralia and Sturgeon, a name you can trust for generations to come.
One of the proposals expected to draw a great deal of attention this legislative session is a measure that would allow for the taxing of internet sales. Senator Denny Hoskins.
We see that gaining some traction. However, it may not be any additional revenue that would take place from having an online sales tax. It would probably be offset.
The Republican lawmaker explains one area when that revenue could be offset.
Either in a reduction of the overall sales tax as a whole. So, you know, brick and mortar businesses, you pay 8% sales tax when you go in there and buy something. Maybe reduce that 8% down to 5%. From brick-and-mortar businesses, and then 5% as far as online sales as well. I just think it's a hindrance, and it's an unfair advantage for online retailers to not collect sales tax, but then our small businesses and brick-and-mortar businesses around our town squares and downtowns have to collect that sales tax.
There is another option.
Or an overall reduction in Missouri individual income tax would be offset by the increase in revenue gained from taxing online purchases.
For more news, go to centralmoinfo.com. I'm J.B. Conley. Reporting.
99.9 Captain Weather.
Cloudy skies tonight, some patchy fog through the overnight hours with lows in the mid-20s. Cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-30s throughout your day on Friday. We'll see some snow and maybe rain throughout the day. By the later afternoon, evening hours of Friday, more snow accumulation is possible. 2 to 5 inches throughout the overnight hours into Saturday. We'll see more snow Saturday with highs in the mid-20s.
The next time you meet a rock that cracks your windshield, think of JB's Glass of Moberly. JB's Glass of Moberly can replace glass in cars, trucks, vans, farm tractors, or construction equipment of almost any make and model. Give them a call and see for yourself. Scott will give you an estimate and work with your insurance company to have your glass replaced as soon as possible. Call 263-4111 and set up your appointment today. JB's Glass of Moberly will come to you. Call today and see your world clearly again. Start off your morning right with breakfast bowls from Sonic and Moberly. Available with bacon or sausage for $2.69. Stumped for dinner ideas? The Car Op Classic is back. A quarter-pound double cheeseburger with tater tots for only $2.99. Or have a hot bowl of chili for $2.49. Get it loaded for $2.99. And as always, Sonic is the place for frosty drinks. The magic all happens when you push the red button, so swing into Sonic Drive-In of Moberly and show them how you Sonic. Proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans.
You're listening to Kirk, KIRK, Macon, Holiday, New Cambria.
From small game rifles to big game. From paper punching and tin can plinking to personal protection. If it squeezes off a round, spins in a cylinder, or feeds from a clip, we have the make and model that feels just right in your hands.
Graff's Reloading Supercenter is your one-stop shop for all your hunting, shooting, ammunition, and archery needs. Graff's Reloading Supercenter in Mexico. Their shelves are stocked to fill all your hunting needs.
Still Towing in Macon has been family-owned and operated for many years. Dean, Lucas, and Larry will gladly help you if you are stuck in the mud, flipped in a ditch, or locked your keys in the truck. They are local folks helping local people and a few passing through at a hometown price. They have the equipment to move grain trucks and semis or SUVs and motorcycles. Remember, you have the right to request the wrecker of your choice in your next vehicle emergency. Call Still Towing of Macon at 660-385-5726.